Margaret, exciting news. I am about to have a new baby nephew. And believe it or not, this will be my 13th nephew.
Amy, you're ready to give up your amateur status. You're a pro aunt at this point.
Our family has seen a lot of babies. And as soon as they start standing or walking, I send them all a whole lot of Pampers Cruisers 360.
Pampers Cruisers 360 don't have ordinary diaper tabs. Instead, they have a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband that moves with your newly mobile little one.
Pampers Cruisers 360 offer a gap-free fit that is up to 100% leak-proof, crucial once your baby is quite literally up and at 'em. And that gap-free fit helps prevent your baby from taking off their diaper, a habit you do not want them to get into.
You can say that again. And Pampers Cruisers 360 just got even better with a new blowout barrier. Need we even elaborate on the need for that, friends? For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash. Then redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupon savings and rewards.
Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Pampers cash has no cash value.
Welcome to Ask Amy from What Fresh Hell, Laughing in the Face of Motherhood, solving the parenting question of the week so you don't have to. This week's question is from Leah Marie on Facebook. She says, my husband and I are both only children who now have two children of our own. Watching siblings interact is fascinating and new to us, and we have no idea what language to use to teach our three-year-old son that he has to share with his sister. I know a lot of it is just the age, but we keep saying, please share, and your sister sharing her toys with you, please do the same. And I kind of don't know what to do, as she is about to start crawling and therefore will be about to just take anything she wants, preparing for Meltdown City over here, and could use some tips. Okay, Leah Marie, I'm going to start by saying this. I always take as my touchstone for parenting things that kids should act their age. By which I mean a 1.5-year-old might decide to start chirping in church, and that is a 1.5-year-old acting her age. An 8-year-old who did the same thing, that would be completely inappropriate. So the baby sister, she's going to act her age. She's going to grab things and put them in her mouth. She's going to be super interested in whatever her big brother is doing because that's how she's going to live her life. But even her big brother is a little bit young and still learning sharing skills, as you well know. Sharing skills don't actually develop until kids are somewhere between 3 and 4 years old, like 3.5. So he's still learning those skills himself. So the first thing that you need to know is you can arm him with sort of more positive skills of dealing with his little sister. He doesn't have to share everything with her. He shouldn't share everything with her. But here's the good news. Whatever he hands her is going to be super fine with her, at least for a little while. So the first skill that you should teach him is that if he's playing with something and he doesn't want her to have it, or she has something that he really wants, he can say to her, here, I'm going to call her Chloe, just for the sake of this example. Let's say, hey, Chloe, here's another truck for you to hold. And as long as he hands her something that is sort of basically equivalent to what she has in her hand, she will happily trade with him because he's her big brother and he is basically an idol in her eyes. So that will work very well for him. And I know he's only 3, but if you model that again and again, he will get the hang of it. On the other hand, if he screams, she took my toy, and then she cries because he's pulling on it and then hits her, and you have to get involved, that won't work as well for him. The toys go away. And again, that's something you can teach by showing it. And then in that moment saying, well, now I have to put the trains away. But the next time when Chloe wants to take a train, you can say, here, Chloe, I want you to hold this train. In other words, make the melting down, yelling at her, hitting her. It's not in his best interests. I don't think you need to push the playing together with kids with this sort of age difference. It's not going to happen that they're going to play happily together for a while. And I don't want you to despair if that doesn't happen for a while. It's not an expectation that you should have for a 3-year-old and a 9-month-old. And you don't need to. They're going to grow up and love each other. They'll be friends. They'll even enjoy playing together at some point. But if that doesn't happen for long stretches at this point in their lives, it's fine. The most important thing you need to lay down, of course, is that aggression is never allowed, that she can't hit him, and believe me, she'll get there, and that he can't poke her in the eye. That's not allowed. Everything else is sort of a negotiation that you can teach them. There's a really good article on 0to3.org written by Sarah McLaughlin that's called Helping Young Children with Sharing. And I'm going to put the link to it right in the notes for this episode. If you want to scroll or tap, you'll get a link right there. And Sarah suggests something I really like. She says you can use language for them like, oh, now she's crying and you're crying and now we have two people upset. So next time, I'd like you to say, can I have a turn? I want you to keep practicing that. Keep modeling for them in the moments when things aren't going well, what they could have said instead. Sarah McLaughlin has lots of other good tips in that article too. I'm not going to say them all here, but it is a great article for you to look at. Leah Marie, things probably are going to be a little meltdown city at your house when your daughter learns to crawl and then walk. But the more you can help your son manage his little sister in a positive way, the more peaceful moments you'll have. Notice I didn't say afternoons, I said moments, but it's still a start. Send us your parenting questions, we might answer yours next. Email us questions@whatfreshhellpodcast.com. Thanks for listening.
No one told us the truth about parenthood. Why? This is the podcast everyone needed before they had kids, because now that those little ones are here, whew, there is a lot to unpack. I'm Rachel Shepardota, and I am your host for the podcast No One Told Us, where we tell the truth about parenting and let you in on all the stuff you really should have known about before having kids. I am the founder of Hey Sleepy Baby, but this podcast is so much more than sleep. We'll be diving into all the topics that you really care about and need to know while you do your best job raising those adorable, tidy humans. Our goal is to just make you feel less alone and less overwhelmed. There are so many things that no one tells us before becoming a parent, and I think that we should really pull back the curtain on becoming a first-time or second-time mom or dad to share the good, the bad, and the ugly. We'll have a little education, a little fun, and a whole lot of heart that goes into each and every episode. So join me and our amazing guests each week to hear us talk about what no one told us.
If you're a parent, I invite you to join us at the Mindful Mama podcast, where it's all about becoming a less irritable, more joyful parent. With sometimes hilarious and always thought-provoking experts and friends, at Mindful Mama, we know that you cannot give what you do not have. And when you have calm and peace within, then you can give it to your children. I'm Hunter Clark Fields, and I can't wait to see you there. Listen in to the Mindful Mama podcast.